And it's time now to hear some of your mail. This week we've been reporting on adoption in America, sharing the experiences of people like Judy Stigger and her adopted son, Aaron. Judy is white, Aaron is of mixed race, and they've heard a lot of rude comments over the years.
People would say, "Do you have any real children?" And I would just turn to him and say, "No, I just have this plastic one." And Aaron would hold his arms out and go, "Ta-da."
We almost were going to take that show on the road.
Marika Annis writes from San Jose, California. "I'm a single white woman who adopted a black son. I loved Judy's plastic child comment and have officially added it to my repertoire of pithy responses to strangers who are clearly speaking without thinking when they address my son and me."
David DeBoer of Chicago, Illinois, has been listening to our series and thinks something's missing. He wishes there was a segment on the gay baby boom, which he calls surely one of the biggest trends in contemporary adoption today.
Several of you wrote in about our story on the labor talks between the United Auto Workers and the automobile industry, and specifically this line from reporter Frank Langfitt.
"In earlier decades, when Detroit dominated the market, the United Auto Workers got great benefits for their members and built a virtual welfare state."
Jane Owen of Arlington, Texas writes, "I don't think that characterizing health benefits and pension plans for people who are working full-time or who have retired from working full-time all their lives as welfare is balanced reporting. Decent pay, health insurance, and pensions," she writes, "should be available for full-time workers, period. And if companies are failing, they should look at their products, their management, and their CEO bonuses."
Lots of you responded to our stories about the Harry Potter phenomenon. Some of you said we gave the boy wizard far too much airtime.
Others said our review of the last book in the series gave away too much of the plot.
"It is now 2:34 in the morning. I just made it home. It's 739 pages. And so it begins. Chapter 1, The Dark Lord Ascending. The two men appeared out of nowhere."
Jennifer Hendricks of Brookfield, Illinois writes, "After stating at the start of this review that there would be no spoilers, the review went on to tell me what page the first person dies and talk about the main character's trip around the English countryside, the part I was working on. Great job, NPR. You didn't tell us who dies. Unfortunately, you gave away some major plot points and disappointed readers who wanted to take their time."
Whether our stories disappoint you or delight you, let us know. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.